Welcome to Southwest Iron Works. For Calvin and Detailing, dial 101. For James and Accounting, dial 107. For Rick and Production, dial 109. For Neary and Counter Sales and Estimating, dial 111. For Sean, dial 106.
Please wait a moment.
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean. This is Nico calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Good. Do you have a couple minutes to talk?
Sure.
Okay. So, Sean, I got some unfortunate news to let you know. We weren't able to approve you guys for the equipment financing for the robotic plasma cutter. Unfortunately, our underwriting department wasn't too fond of what happened with your guys' 2015 tax report where you guys showed that loss. It was very concerning, and especially after showing, you know, how it should kind of mitigate those risks and that loss in its entirety. Our underwriting department wasn't able to get you that approval, but we do have a few options for you. I would assume that you have been talking to probably a couple other places, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. With us, since our working capital program, I think I might have told you about that, since it's based off of the top line revenue and not the bottom line revenue like the equipment financing is, usually we're able to get you, you know, liquidated cash as an unsecured cash loan. So if you're in the works with some of those other companies that you've been talking to who are asking for a down payment on this machine, because I know it's a $500,000, it's a big machine for you guys to, you know, bring on board. It's a lot of money for people to lend out to you. So if they're asking for a down payment on this and you don't want to front the money from your bank accounts, I think this is maybe something where we could help out in that situation if that's of interest to you.
Okay. Yeah, we can cross that bridge whenever, you know, we get some feedback.
Right. Have you guys, you know, heard anything else from a couple other of the lending hands that you're trying to work with?
No, nothing yet.
Nothing yet? No. You've been inquiring with them, you know, since you went and saw that plasma cutter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what I'll do, Sean. You have all my contact information, and, you know, sometimes these places can take a little while to get back to you. That's kind of why it kind of took us a couple more days than usual, and I know I told you that usually we're able to get you that answer really quickly, which I hopefully, you know, we did. But, you know, when you get an answer back from those other lending hands in terms of, you know, what type of offers they might give you, if some of them are looking for maybe like a 20% down payment or something like that, and you're like, it's a lot of money, I don't want to be pulling that out of my bank account, you know, come to us, and I know that we can get you guys qualified for the working capital program because it's based off of top line revenue rather than the bottom line net income.
Okay.
So it's much different, and we're able to approve you guys for, I told you, 10 to 15% of top line, so you guys were pushing around, you know, around close to $3 million, so we're able to get you maybe around, you know, pushing $300,000 to $400,000, if that's the you know, the amount that they're looking for, but usually we try and get you qualified for the most that we can.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, is there a better time you want me to follow up with you, maybe in about 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, I'd say it'd be end of next week, probably.
End of next week? Okay, I will just follow up with you, see how things are going, you know, in the talks with those other lenders, and see if we can probably help you out with that down payment then.
Okay.
All right, sounds good, Sean. You take care now, and have a good weekend.
You too, bye.
All right, bye.